Ben, the Brothers Movie Factory, was there to lift my heavy TV and all my Blu-rays.
Get all scratched up, too.
He better not have.
No, I got all scratched up. You're like, you better not have. You have to be safe. I'm like, fuck no, I wasn't. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. Joining me, as always, the mobile brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
I'm to go mobile.
See, you're asking me if you sounded good a second ago, and then you did a Bane, and it didn't sound good.
Didn't sound good at all.
It sounded like a Bane had like a really bad cold.
I don't think Bane was calling in to the podcast.
It's like, our fifth caller gets a prize of $1,000. $1,000? What the fuck is that? $10,000.
Do you feel in charge?
$10,000 and a chance to blow up Heinz Field. Because that's all Bane really wants, and it's fucking disgusting. Indeed, joining me as always, Gus, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, and little precursor to old Gus there, calling in to the show this week. First time ever doing it mobile, having some technical difficulties there, and so, doing it through his phone here, because the show must go on, you know, weeks that we decide to make the show go on.
That's right.
But indeed,
that line right there, the weeks we decide that the show goes on, that's a good precursor to what this episode will be.
Exactly. So what we do here on the show, joining me as always, Goss, the Brothers Movie Factory. I sped through that. But what we do on the show is every week we watch a film. We then take to the pod to discuss said film, what we liked, what we didn't, what worked, what didn't. Then we submit the movie to the factory. That's where we take the film we just watched, and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? Who would star? Same film, same story. Just modern booking for the modern audience. However, sometimes we change it up. Sometimes we do new movies and imagine what it would look like if it came out in the past, like a demake of a film. Or we do things like take an animation movie and imagining what it would look like live, baby, live. And then we move on from the factory to a little bit of a questiony time. So with that being said, today we find our way into an episode. As Gus said, this is kind of we wanted the show to go on. Didn't really have a movie for this week. We've been very busy lately. A lot of things have been coming up. As you know, our last episode was a me story time, Ben's story time. So a little different than normal. And that's because life's been a little hectic lately. So we decided to do a very brief episode instead of doing a film. Just kind of explaining ourselves and giving you guys a taste of the glory, you spit listeners out there. So with that being said, life update. For the Brothers Movie Factory, what we're planning on doing here in the future, what's going on right now, and what's kind of caused our schedules to get out of whack, etc., etc. So I'll kick it over to Gus, because he has a little more going on in his life right now.
Indeed. Life update. I've been asked a time or two by some spit listeners who reach out, hey, where's the show been? Hey, why aren't you putting out episodes every Friday like you were doing so consistently? Well,
I hope you all shut up! Hope you enjoy it!
Life finds a way, and sometimes it gets in the way for you.
Life finds a way to fuck you over.
It does. It started out, our schedules were just not meshing. You were very busy, I was busy, so to find a movie that we could mutually watch was getting a little tricky just with what was going on in our personal lives. A big one was I got a house. My girlfriend and I got a house, and we were just, you know, preparing the move, moving stuff in little by little, dealing with stuff with a property that wasn't necessarily super close. So just making time for the show was increasingly difficult on top of work. And prior to that,
just to extend upon this, as our summer has been pretty hectic too.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. So it was like literally,
oh yeah,
like I was doing it and then Gus is right into it. Like it's literally just a perfect storm, if you will.
Yeah, it's funny. I almost forgot. Like, you are pretty damn fresh in your house, too.
Yeah, like, literally, like, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it was like literally, been there for, boom, boom.
Like you've been there for years.
Yeah, no, it was just a perfect storm, really, leading into that.
Yeah, then there it is. The summer started, and things kind of dipped away from us. Yeah, you were moving as well with Wifey Poo. Into your abode, which was hectic, and you know, time, like just planning things, your priorities have to shift a bit. So here we are. Now I'm moving into my place. We just moved, and here's the tale. Here's the tale of the week, kiddos.
The tale of the tape.
Sunday was move-in day. So that was. Had people come help move my shit from ye old place to ye new place. Ben, the brothers movie factory, was there to lift my heavy TV and all my Blu-rays.
Get all scratched up too.
You better not have.
No, I got all scratched up. You're like, you better not have. You have to be safe. I'm like, fuck no, I wasn't.
I was concerned for my TV. I thought you said my TV got all scratched up. I
better not have. like I'm pretty sure like TV didn't hurt me, but the filing cabinet sure did.
Hell yeah. So moved in, a lot of shit, still have a lot of shit at the old place, but that was our first day in the house. This most recent Sunday had our first night there. It was very exhausting, you know, moving all day, that sort of thing. Didn't really get settled, just fell in the bed, fell asleep. Next night that was like our first real day at the house. Little unpacking, little cleaning. Hang tight. There's a car driving by.
I can't hear it at all.
You couldn't?
Legit. I'm pretty sure your audio is going to be fine, as in Discord will take care of it for us, because I heard nothing.
Groovy.
Everything goes away like a turd in the wind.
All we are is turds in the wind.
He says turd in the wind, right? Or is it fart in the wind?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
turd in the wind, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But,
sad world when fart in the wind is better writing.
Holy shit, there's a cat running across the street. Maybe we should do these more often.
It's like fucking Bear Grylls trying to do a podcast about movies and life updates.
You're like, holy fuck, there's
a car going by, God!
There's my penis and it's peeing in my mouth.
You see a fucking cat and you're like, run!
Yeah. But first day in the house, Monday, we're doing cleaning, a little packing, all that fun shit. Time is nigh to go to bed. Old Mary Todd was calling, so we went to bed. And
I like that.
Does that get you?
Yeah, that gets me.
So, the lady, she wakes up to start her day at 5 a.m. So, I'm dead asleep. I hear her, like, yell, like, oh, no. And I open my eyes and saw she left the bedroom door open and the light on in the hallway. So, my instinct was to get up and shut the fucking door.
You shut up my hair.
Yeah. And she's like, Gus. Wake up. There's a leak. I'm like, what? I get up. There is water.
It's not a leak.
It was a flood. It was like that. It's like that scene in Jumanji when they come back to the house.
There's a fucking alligator rolling around.
Yeah.
Like, well, what?
I ain't never hurt anybody. Yeah, but a lot will kill you. Jeez, oh, Pete. So, these cars spooking me.
It's funny because I don't know, so treat it like you're on stage. You know, the audience doesn't know if you fuck up.
But the spit listeners will.
Yeah, because you keep saying, oh, God, there's a car.
No editing in this episode. So I come out, and the toilet is literally just spewing water like a burst pipe, just blasting out of there.
Now, you said, I'm confused, real quick, to give more context. Was it the pipe above ground of the toilet, or was it, like, down under in the floors?
So imagine by looking at your toilet.
Yeah.
You got a toilet, you got that shutoff valve.
Yeah, that's some, yeah.
And that mesh hose that goes...
That's what corroded.
Yeah, so where it connects to the toilet itself... It corroded and had shot off.
Gotcha.
This is a very old house. Old house.
Yeah.
So it popped right off there, and it was, you know, it was an open valve. So it was just shooting water.
I assumed it was in your floorboards, like inside okay.
Yeah, so what happened, that shot off, so it's shooting water. It came out of our bathroom. This is the second floor, by the way. Into our hallway. We have hardwood floors. So the water just went through all the cracks. Funny enough, the water kept going down the hallway. It turned. It didn't go in my office. It didn't go down the hallway to the media room where, like, the TV is and stuff.
It turned. Because it knew.
Yeah, it knew better. It turned and went down the stairs. And it was like a waterfall going down the stairs. And I was impressed by how much fucking water. I'm going to be more impressed by how big this water bill's going to be.
That's true.
So
maybe be lucky water, like me, and just not get it until like 10 months from now.
Yeah.
And then be surprised.
The water is just gushing out of there. And we follow the water down the stairs. And lo and behold, our living room, the ceiling is gone. It is on the floor. What had happened was that water was getting into the cracks in the hallway floor, seeping into the ceiling below, which is our living room. And it was like a soundproof or sound dampening ceiling. So what was in there was rock wool insulation.
It's pretty cool.
It had a dry layer of drywall and a layer of plaster. So all that water got soaked up in the drywall, got so heavy, just crashed down. And then water still was spewing out. Now, I know what you might be thinking, how'd you not hear that? Well, had our AC unit running, it's pretty damn loud. And I had Dr. No, James Bond, playing with our soundbar and subwoofer. Why do I have that in my bedroom? Because I got problems.
And you know, I'm assuming, if I had to guess, do you set a sleep timer?
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, if I had to guess, you don't set a sleep timer, and you probably just heard bum 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 like all night.
Yeah, I do, but it hadn't killed off yet because I set it too long. Wait, you know what?
Say, it usually sets for 2 hours. When the fuck you go to bed?
Listen, you're ruining my story.
No, I'm poking holes in it. Holes like your ceiling.
You're poking holes by even pointing out that there's a sleep timer. The TV was off. I had set it for like 30 minutes, if I recall. 30 to an hour, maybe. We went to bed like 11-ish. So this all happened at 5 a.m. Like, I was up by 5:02.
Not by choice.
Dealing with all this. So I have no clue when this big kabang happened, but ran downstairs and it was like raining water out of the ceiling still. Our living room was covered in plaster and insulation and water, and we have an entry hallway with like a mud room. Water was just pouring out of this little like chandelier thing we got in there. And my instinct was, I got to go in the basement, turn off the main water, kill the power. So nothing, you know, we don't get electrocuted or anything like that. So I go to the basement and all that water is coming through the cracks. and it was like a tropical storm in my basement. It was just raining downstairs.
It had to have been going for so long for it to be, that's like, I, you said you were impressed by how much water, like, for it to be that, like, it had to be going, like.
My guess is the lady used the toilet last, and it was probably around 11 o'clock. So she flushes, it's running. She comes back to the bedroom, and we go to bed. So sometime while that toilet was refilling, it probably shot off of like it broke. And then it's just dumping, and we didn't hear it. We didn't notice it. So probably for like 6 hours, it was like shooting water hard.
It's so funny that like that little mesh, because that little mesh thing is like not an expensive fix, you know.
No.
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Father came to save the day the next day, and we
and
went.
He's like, "Fuck!"
It. Yeah, he was like, "Holy shit!" But boy, howdy, it was dumping hard. So here we are, 5 a.m. I shut the water off, so the water is not raining anymore. But we were dealing with this half-inch flood of water, all this ceiling material. 5 a.m. and it's pitch black.
I bet you're fucking wide awake, though.
I thought I was going to wake up any second. I wish I was.
You're still like, this is a dream.
Yeah, I was like, control Z.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were just using our cell phones, like light to do anything. And we had nothing, like, we don't have anything to dry this up with. We didn't have towels. We had one towel each.
Is it weird that, like, I'm more creeped out? Like, you're like, oh, we're in this new old house. It's pitch black in the middle of the night with water. I'm, like, thinking Insidious 2, like, creeped out. Or not Insidious 2, sorry. The Conjuring 2. Like, when they're in the basement.
Yuck.
Or even fucking It. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, It or that. I'm like, ugh. Like,
that's what
would have popped into my head. And wife would have been like, God, go shut the water off. Be like, you. You go do it. I'm not doing that. Didn't you see? The demon wanted Ed.
It was bad because, like, we have baseboard outlets, which are, like, really.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. Yeah.
And
they are low.
Hear, so, 20. We're like pushing the debris and the water and all that stuff, and we hear like a sizzling.
Oh yeah,
this is before I shut off the power, and we're like, what is that? He bends down, and she's like, it's down here, and she sticks her finger in the outlet.
Jesus Christ!
And just zaps herself. Like,
that could have fucking hurt her. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to go shut off the power. So, that was that.
God
and
damn, dude.
It was 14 hours straight of cleaning. We took like an hour break to get some lunch.
It's so funny because to me, it's not funny at all, obviously. But it's at the same time, it's funny to me because this is all shit that would have happened to me usually. Like...
Yeah.
I'm just notorious for having terrible luck, and to this degree of having terrible luck, just random shit like this.
I too have bad luck. It's just in different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. To this degree.
Yeah. But it continued on because it continued on to today. I, you know, now begins the insurance stuff. The inspectors and all that bollocks. So I'll just skip ahead to today. We had a restoration inspector come. He's the guy who's going to basically make an estimate of what needs repaired or replaced, all kinds of stuff. So we found out through him and his meter, he has like a moisture reader that like our walls are just filled with water still. Probably the insulation is just soaked with water.
Yeah.
So, because we've had fans and dehumidifiers running, and it feels pretty dry in the living room.
It's not going to make a difference in that shit, yeah.
Yeah, beyond the walls, it's stuck in there. So,
outside of Shiganshina District, it's fucked.
Sure.
Sorry, that's an Attack on Titan reference that didn't need to be made.
In the ceiling of the entryway where that chandelier was and the water was dumping out.
Yeah.
Water's still up in there.
Was there anything about your electrical? Was your wiring and shit fine?
Hard to tell. I mean, we still turn on the lights. We have those sconces in this wall.
I mean, most of that shit, on the internal, you'd imagine is covered by the cord and everything inside. You'd imagine, anyways. You wouldn't imagine it'd be exposed wire anyway.
Right. So, I mean, we're still using the lights. We have sconces on the walls where there's still water in the walls. We're going to be going away for a few days. I intend to just kill the power to that room, shut it off at the circuit breaker kind of deal.
Makes sense, yeah.
Just in case, I'm super paranoid that something else is going to happen.
Yeah, I will be.
But, yeah, basically what the restoration inspector had said, we are going to need to expose, the walls, open them up so the drying process can begin in there.
Yeah.
But the fun thing was, between his report, the insurance inspector report, it's going to be a week or two before they can kind of come up with a plan money wise and all that fun stuff. And then beyond that, minimum to get people in to do the work to fix things, almost 2 months.
Is that because of the pandemic and people doing updates to their houses, or is that just because happening a lot?
I'm assuming it's just busy.
Yeah,
busyness.
People
and
doing shit.
This field, these workers, and they're in high demand right now. So I'm assuming that's the issue.
Because, I mean, it's funny that I know it's an older house, but I mean, man, for it to get to that point where something like that could happen, that guy must not have been doing anything to that house, updating it or anything,
Nah, it hasn't. It doesn't look like it's been updated since the 80s. Here, I'll send you a picture of the hose that popped off.
I mean, you sent me the picture of the thing. And I was so confused because you're and you think you have bad luck, and I'm like, well, I do. And then I was trying to look at the picture. I was like, what's this of?
Yeah, I'm saying the hose.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, no, that too. Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah, because you can kind of see. Yeah, it just popped right off. It's very corroded.
Yep, I'm more upset that the home inspector didn't.
Well, that's especially because, and I mean, as I said, I just moved as well, and home inspection isn't cheap. It's $1,000, and so you paid him $1,000 to find shit like that. Now, granted, he's not taking that off and looking at it. He'd probably go in and flush the toilet and nothing happens. So, you can't really blame him for that at the same time,
No.
But ours came in our house, our AC was busted. And ours came in our house and was it's too cold to run the AC. I can't run the AC. So the AC was never tested. Turns out, comes in, AC runs, but there's A, no Freon in it. And B, the whole unit was busted. Granted, it was under warranty. We just had to pay to get it replaced. But same idea, where the inspector is there more to make sure that you don't get fucked. But at the same time, there's only so much they can do.
Yeah. At the same time, I got fucked.
Yeah. I've said the effort so much time, so many times to this show and this one.
Good. Well, Maker's Mark will do that to you.
Hey, how about and a glass of wine?
So, basically, 2 months out from getting anything repaired, but we need to expose these wet areas. So, what I need to do, whether I do it personally or we hire someone to do it.
No, personally.
The ceiling needs completely torn out. There's a hole, it's about 8 feet by 9.5 feet. The rest of the ceiling needs ripped out. The wall by our fireplace, the entire wall needs ripped out. The ceiling in the entry room needs ripped out. The wall in the entry room needs ripped out. And then in the living room, the other two walls, or three walls, about a foot up from the ground, needs ripped up.
I half wonder, just, and this is just because I watch so many of those like flip shows, like Flip or Flop and all that shit. I half wonder, like, you always see, like, they buy the house, and then they go to fix it up, and they tear the walls down, and they go, oh, there's a problem, up, oh, there's a problem, up, oh, there's a problem. I'm, like, half wondering, like, what if you run into, like, six more problems, you know? Like, that could be, that is, like, reality, right? Like, what if there's other issues? And that's a pain in the ass, too. It's, like, almost like, I would rather this cancer-causing mold just be hidden from me. Like, you know? I guess...
We already have asbestos.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, I'd rather not know about that and be fine. Like,
hey, blessings in disguise. Had this giant flood in our house. That old man smell from the previous owner. Gone.
Now it just smells like wet.
Now it smells like wet wood, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I bet. Like, flood.
Yeah. But our floors are warped and... They're going to have to restore the floors and man. All kinds of fun stuff. But it's all going to be, it's all going to get taken care of.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like 2 to 3 months of, like, it's going to look like a shithole house. It just sucks.
It's going to look like, not a shithole, it's going to look like a renovation. You're doing upgrades. Yeah. You're doing, and that's just funny. It's because you were planning on doing upgrades anyways. This is a more or less forcing your hand.
Hey, listen. We were going to paint that living room. Now someone's going to do it for us.
Yeah. And fuck painting anyways. So, it's just forcing your hand into certain things.
Yeah. I mean, we're okay. It's just unfortunate. We're stressed and overwhelmed, but no one got hurt. If someone was down there, they would have died. That shit was heavy.
Oh, yeah.
All of our stuff.
Someone's down there reading, like, in your reading room, just goes, Jesus.
Stuff is stuff.
Good thing no one reads.
Yeah. Stuff is stuff, but all of our important things were in the side room that we decided to move everything to.
Yeah.
That room didn't get touched. So
was that the sunroom, so to speak?
Yeah,
that
we
one?
Call it the sunroom. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, just in the living room, honestly, the only piece of furniture that we're going to have to throw away is a cowskin rug. Other than that, everything's fine.
That's one of the nice things, because you went with, like, leather furniture. I mean, sure, leather can get damaged and whatnot, but with water, that's honestly pretty nice. You swipe it off. Yeah, it doesn't absorb too easy, and that's actually pretty nice.
So,
imagine if that was, like... fabric, like you'd have that shit in there, and
we did have one fabric chair that we were trying to save, but I forgot about that. That's gonna get junk too, you know. Who knows what'll happen reimbursed wise and, you know, insurance wise. It's all part of the journey. And, you know, they always say, like, you know, welcome to the homeowner's life, you know, it's bound to happen eventually. This happened on day fucking 2.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, the worst thing that's happened to us is some neighbors. Other than that, it's, you know, it's been fine in terms of the home itself. But ours also, like, the difference between you and yours and ours was, like, yours was, like, way better location by far. Way better location. But a little older, where ours was like it was redone a lot of ways, but in a way worse location. So it's like those types of things were maybe prevented to a degree. Granted, there's a lot of things where, like, they half-assed the shit out of this. Like, we found a lot of that. But no, for sure. Our other brother, which maybe many people don't know, that we have another brother, we'll call him the third Hemsworth brother.
Manning.
Yeah, exactly. The one you don't know about. But he always told, you know, he always told me, I've owned a house for like a month and a half more longer than you. But he always said that it's $1,000 minimum and that's pretty true. Like, anything you need done, like, we just thought we needed some Freon charge into our AC, and it ended up being $1,800. And obviously, your project is much bigger because it's drywall and paint and insulation and all sorts of other shit, maybe even electrical, too. That it adds up, but that's the point, is it adds up very quickly. I guess the moral of your story and mine, because, I mean, you even said it, like, I had moving, but we muscled through that pretty quickly, right? Like, we did June Carey, and we had the show still and everything.
June Carey just got extended to July a little bit.
Indeed,
July.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, June Carey got extended to July. I moved the first week of July. Or, no, I didn't move. I've moved the last month of May, and then we had a bachelor party July. That's another thing. We had weddings going on this, you know, summer because of COVID and shit.
Like I said, life finds a way to get in the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had a lot of shit going on. I was working on getting a new job, and I also have been working on my master's program, which I'm finishing up here in 2 weeks. So that's kind of getting taken care of. I did get the new job, so that's getting taken care of. So there's a lot of things.
That sounds great for you.
Yeah, thank you. I can't wait until I get bed bugs for a third time. It's just all builds together.
Hey, guess who's got fleas?
You?
Roommate Matt.
What?
Moved out, got fleas.
How? You don't have an animal.
He has no clue. He's a paramedic, so, you know, he might have...
That makes sense, yeah.
Picked up a hitchhiker, and he's like, I go to bed, and I get bit up, and then I found one. I found a couple. They're bouncing around. I grabbed one's little black thing. I squeezed it, and blood went everywhere. I'm like, this is a fucking flea.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, no, I've seen...
Moved out just in time.
I've seen two in my lifetime, and I freaked out about them, obviously, because... This, as we said, this is a life update. Man, this episode is supposed to be short. It's already 35 minutes long. But life update. I had bed bugs in college, and then I had bed bugs a year removed from college again. The first time, I'm assuming I was doing some field work for my job, and I think I picked it up there. And then the second time, my wife was doing some work. She was working, and I think she picked it up at her job, both times, and which is crazy because you don't really hear that normally. You know, you get bed bugs, you get rid of them, if you can. They're very hard. But because of that, I'm an extraordinarily paranoid person. So if I it's summertime. You get bit up by mosquitoes. If I wake up and have one bug bite on my leg, I'm like, fuck my life. Like, I freak out about it. I really do. When it was two summers ago, right after we got our dog, I was driving to an interview, and I was driving in the car, and I looked down at my suit, and I saw a little bug, and I went to, like, squish it, and it jumped. It, like, jumped away, and I'm like, that was a flea. And then a couple weeks later, my wife found a flea on our couch. But I did, you know, I spray, because I'm bed bug conscious, I spray the house, I vacuum a lot. Those are like the things you're supposed to do. The two big things. Like, if you vacuum a lot and you, I bought this powder stuff that you sprinkle on the floor and carpets. I would do that pretty frequently. That kills bugs and stuff. So I'd do that. And that, they never had any issues. So that went away really quickly. But that's kind of wild. But like, Matt, he doesn't even have a dog or anything. Roommate Matt, so to speak. But yeah, that's crazy thing about life. Now Gus is muted. I don't know if he realizes he's muted.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Do I sound like utter poo poo?
You sound like utter poo poo now. Yeah, what the fuck happened?
Well, I had to hop into my vehicle.
Oh, why?
Got another small emergency, nothing crazy, but we ran out of water, drinkable water. Somehow. Now I need
you
to
want to go down to the basement and put your hands together and scoop it and drink it through a life straw.
Yeah, that's what we're about to do, but fuck. It just never ends.
Welcome to homeownership. All I got was a welcome to the neighborhood for my neighbors, but that was about it.
Looks like I'm going to 7-Eleven. How about that?
Hey, how about? All right, well, Ben, that's I think that's a better place to end than anything. I mean, you're hopping in your car. That was kind of a life update. I mean, we wanted this to be a shorter episode, and as we stand, it's about roughly 35 minutes here, so that's probably a good place to stop.
Good length.
Yeah, good old length. But yeah, we want all the spitlet, all 25 on average of you guys and gals, if there are gals or guys here, we don't know. We just wanted to make sure that you were all aware. Obviously, A, we appreciate your listens, because we're just two average peoples, and there is, like, what, a billion other podcasts to listen to. So, A, we appreciate you. We just wanted to make sure we didn't forget about you. We wanted to make sure that everyone was aware that, you know, we're aware that we're not putting out a show every single week lately. It's been very busy. I moved. Gus moved. I'm doing my master's. Gus is getting it. Got it. You know, he was going to school this whole past year and then got a new job. And you know, there's been a lot of hectic things. We've been doing a lot this year. Our first year and our second year, I mean, relatively, we weren't really doing much. You know, we were working and new jobs, but it was really work and then this. And that was pretty much it. Whereas now, you know, we were doing work. We were doing relationship stuff. We were going to weddings. We were going to buying houses. We were going to back to school, getting new jobs. A lot of things were changing for us. So the show had to change in tune. And, you know, this is ultimately, I don't know if Gus will agree with me on this. I'm sure he will. But this is ultimately an artistic outlet for us to, you know, throw some things out into the ether and see how it sounds and enjoy it and hope others enjoy it. And so things have gotten a little hectic. Hopefully, as we approach this new year, obviously things are hopefully going to simmer down for us here, and we'll get back into it. I think our plan for August, as we approach August here in the next few days, is to do sequel month. Correct, Gus?
Indeed.
Yes.
One moment. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it was weird because, like, for a split second, I heard myself. It scared me because I'm like, who are you?
Just jumping out of the vehicle here. CVS open, closing soon. I bet they close at 10. Aha.
It's 18 minutes away.
Yeah, I got time to close out the show. So, yeah, sequel month is nigh. We explored sequel month last year. That's where we take movies we've already talked about and factored on the show. What about their sequel? Terminator, we done. How about Terminator 2? Spider-Man. What about Spider-Man 2? Similar thing. We're going to approach, sequel month once again. Indeed. We will discuss the brothers and I.
Maybe
we're the brothers.
Yeah, we are. Us, damn right we are. Maybe we'll talk about Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Who knows? That's the fun.
We will join and figure out what we're gonna spread out for you spit listeners. But until then,
I'm sorry. I just popped myself because I looked at my phone and I had a ring doorbell notification. Someone walking through my backyard. There was a car in the back alley. They were walking to that, but they were walking like the alien from Signs. It made me laugh because it scared me at first. I'm like, what is that? And it was just a person, but they were like fucking swinging them arms.
Jesus.
If it would have played, I would have been scared. I jumped back like Joaquin Phoenix. I was, gah! Had my tinfoil hat on and everything. Something, I'll tell you that. Ring doorbells are a blessing and a curse. I suggest in getting one just because it makes you feel safer. But at the same time, sometimes you see stuff and you're like, I didn't like that. Like one night I was like, it was like 1 a.m. and I saw two people run through my yard and I'm like, what were they running from? Like, it made me scared. But indeed,
on that note.
Yeah, that is the show. We hope you enjoyed our little life update episode. Obviously, as Gus just said, we're going to be getting into sequels month part two next month in August. Hopefully you get 3 to 4 episodes out of that. No promises, but obviously, but we're going to try. Yeah, we'll get some sequel month stuff for you. Know that on top of that, we never want to do anything, you know, we don't skip episodes unless there's a good reason. We try to stay on top of everything. We try to make sure that there's an episode. I mean, last week came time for an episode. We didn't have one. We did a story time episode because, you know, time got short and things were crazy and everything. So, you know, we try to make sure that happens. But if it doesn't, know that we're coming back. We're always going to try and do this and make sure that it's there. So this is just kind of a update for that. But indeed, that is the show. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out over on Audioboom. That is our primary site. That's where we post to first. And then subsequently, the show gets shipped out everywhere else. So Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you find your podcast, hey, we're there. You can also find us over on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. That's where we post the links to the show, clips of the show, and memes that Gus makes, etc., etc. You can also find us over on Facebook.
If you go to Facebook, type in The Brothers Movie Factory, we'll be there. Click on us, like us, share what we post. I like to make memes of what we're watching each and every week, as well as links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago, like Audioboom, Spotify, Twitter, and that.
And that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it, but until next week, brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers.